This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them. Powerful words written by Thomas Cranmer when he crafted the first Book of Common Prayer in the Anglican Church back in the days of Henry and when all that stuff was happening. Inwardly digesting the Word of God, becoming the Word. It was an important aspect of Thomas Cranmer's own life, if you remember his story. We were at that time in history where if you said you would follow the Pope and the Catholic Church, they'd chop your head off if the Anglicans were in charge. And if the Anglicans were in charge and you said you did the opposite, you'd have your head chopped off. And Thomas Cranmer gets caught up in this, and they say, okay, you either recant all things Anglican and say you'll follow the Pope, or you're going to die. And so he signs a piece of paper, and he realizes that in following the gospel, that was totally against everything he believes, so he recants, so now they are going to burn him at the stake. Thomas, who has now inwardly digested this word of God, goes before the fire, and they're going to throw him in the fire, and he sticks out his right arm, and he says, let this arm that signed that horrible piece of paper that was a lie be the first thing to burn. And he gives his life, dies a martyr in the church. To inwardly digest the word of God. We have had a lot of things about eating in these past weeks, haven't we? And I'm not just talking about those of you who are on the pilgrimage. We have completed 5 whole weeks of nothing but the 6th chapter of John's Gospel. I'm kind of glad I was gone for a few weeks so Wendy and Mary could have a chance to get in a few words about it, because I don't think I could preach on it for 5 straight weeks. But there is some incredible teaching that Mary and Wendy have given us over these past weeks. And if we go back to where we started with this back in July, we can sort of see the progression of what's happening here in this chapter. And if you remember back when Rev Mary preached on that first gospel in this thing, it had to do with the multiplication of the loaves and the fish. You remember that? It's time to eat. Where are we going to get enough food to feed all these people? And, well, there's a little boy here who's got some loaves and some fishes. And so Jesus takes the little that the boy has, and miracles happen. It's that beginning reminder to us that no matter where we start, giving what we have to offer of ourselves, God can work miracles with that. And that is where it starts. But that's only where it starts. And as we have gone through this progression of John chapter 6, he starts talking about receiving him as the bread of life, but it becomes clear very quickly that Wendy pointed out some weeks ago that it's just not about eating bread. They were looking for something. And many of them were looking for the magic, the next thrill. Did you see what he did with that bread and fed everybody? Let's see what else he can do. And it's all about a show. And we know too well that Jesus is not about a show. We can go back to when he started his whole ministry and remember those temptations in the desert that preceded all of this? What was the first thing that the devil tried to tempt him with? Jesus, turn these stones into bread. It's almost like saying, Jesus, use your power to make yourself popular. Give them what they want. But Jesus knows it's not about giving us what we want. It's about giving us what we need. And that's hard. I don't think there's any one of us, if we look at the difficult chapters that have happened in our lives, whether it be through relationships or jobs or careers or just life in general, that if we would say, I know back when it started, everything that it was going to have to go through, that we might choose a different road. But somehow God has brought us through all of these things, and we continue to grow into an understanding. We inwardly digest and understand that gospel message for our own journey. When Jesus started this chapter, he's talking about eating, and he's using the words in the Greek that are just the normal words for eating. But in this part of the gospel, he changes the word that he uses for eating. And you know what he talks about? He uses the word transliterated into English, tragon, and it has to do with animals chewing up their food. Ever see a cow chewing its cud? Or you see a sheep or a goat out there in the field and they're chewing and they're chewing and they're chewing and they're chewing. Jesus is telling us today, you think this message is hard to swallow? Well, you got to chew on it for a while. As he has gone through in this chapter, the crowds are not growing. The crowds are diminishing. Because he's making it clear, this is not going to be easy. And a lot of them walk away. Remember the poem, Two Roads Diverged in a Yellow Wood, and Sorry I Could Not Travel Both? I took the one less traveled by, and that's made all the difference. It's being put out there before us by Jesus. To know that this road of following him is not easy, but the rewards are eternal life. That first reading that we listen to, the second reading, the epistle, talks about putting on the whole armor of God, that there is this understanding that we are going to need everything that we can get our hands and our heart on to sustain us on this journey, that enabling us to take in this word of God and completely digesting it and making it a part of ourselves is going to be work. So we're going to need all the tools that we can get. What a beautiful way he has of saying that, putting on the whole armor of God. Jesus makes it clear that it won't be easy. You know, in these 5 weeks, as we have been listening to John chapter 6, there is only one part of John chapter 6 that is omitted in our lectionary. It happens to be the last couple of lines that come after what we heard today. Let me read it for you. Jesus said, I chose the 12 of you, didn't I? Yet one of you is a devil. He was talking about Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for Judas, even though he was one of the 12 disciples, was going to betray him. It's almost like in this Bread of Life discourse, John wants to end with a reminder to us, there is a choice we have to make. And unless we can put on that whole armor of God, unless we continue to chew on that word, we're not exactly going to receive what Jesus wants us to receive and have the strength to go on. As I was reflecting on all of this week, these things come back to you, but I went back to seventh grade and Sister Johanning Meyer, who taught us our literature class in seventh grade grammar school. And she insisted that in seventh grade, we all had to memorize a poem. And she gave us a book of poetry, and she said, I don't care which poem you memorize, but your final test is you have to get up and recite the poem that you've memorized. Here's the poem I memorized in seventh grade. How to eat a poem. Don't be polite, bite in. Pick it up with your fingers and lick the juice that may run down your chin. It is ready and ripe now whenever you are, for you do not need a fork or spoon or knife or plate or napkin or tablecloth, because there is no pit, no stem, no rind or skin to throw away. What at first seems like simple words have great application to what Jesus is talking about, chewing in the Word of God. That just as the poem, as we get into a more of an understanding of it, so too, the more we get into this bread of the Word that He gives us, we continue to see deeper and deeper meaning. And as I heard so many times our pilgrims say, I feel God is calling me to go deeper. This is what He offers us today. He says to those 12, and He says to us, you also going to walk away? Hopefully our response will be like Peter's. Lord, where else are we going to go? We know that you have the words of eternal life. Pray that we can continue to live into that word. Amen.